to the 2019 NBA Draft Show, live from Sixers HQ and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the 97.5 The Fanatic NBA Draft Special with D. Lineham. I'm Joe Torti, here broadcasting live from Sixers Draft Headquarters in Camden, New Jersey, where the Sixers made their first selection, trading up in the draft to select Matisse Thybulle out of the University of Washington, traded their second-round pick, number 33. They will also have pick number 34. Brooklyn is on the clock right now with the first pick of the second round, so we'll bring that to you as soon as we have it. For now, we go to Patrick in the Northeast, who's been holding on. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Thanks
for holding.
I'm happy with it. I don't know why everyone's upset. I don't know. Why do they want a shooter? I mean, this team, the last thing they need is offense. I mean, they got Butler, Tobias, and Embiid, Simmons, blah, blah, blah. I think what they need is defense. I come from the school of thought that defense wins championships in the NBA.
That's a good school of thought to have.
Toronto just proved it. Indeed, yes. I'm sure you enjoyed it just as much as I did when I seen the Raptors and the Sixers. They had, like, games in the high 80s, low 90s. Like, you don't see that anymore.
No, you don't.
Patrick, even the Warriors, when they're winning, when they're winning the championships, they got Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, who are two elite-level defenders.
The teams that get deep in the postseason generally speaking, have been the high-rated defensive teams.
Yeah, the regular season might be fast break, you know, catapulting threes all day, but when it gets to the playoffs, it's a defensive game.
Yep.
And it always becomes a defensive game. And if the game's going to evolve to three-point shooting, then the teams that adjust defensively to run them off the three-point line are the teams that are going to win. And that's what I think this guy is going to do for us. And every great NBA champion team has had great defenders.
Yep.
Warriors have had Draymond Green. The Spurs had Bruce Bowen, right?
Yep.
I think Roger Bell was the key.
I'm so glad you brought him up because that's the one guy that this Thybulle has been compared to. And believe
Roger
me.
Roger Bell?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Roger Bell, while he was a great defender, but he did become a very, very reliable outside shooter. And I think people are focusing too much on how many points he averaged. The kid actually shot a decent percentage. His three this year was down. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's going to be wide open. So all he has to do is hit open jump shots.
Open jump shots, exactly.
So if he's Roger Bell, I'm really happy. Look at Tyronn Lue. He was arguably the most important player on the Lakers the year they beat us because he shut down Iverson.
Yes, I know. I think can see it, they won't understand the value of what Matisse Thybulle can bring to the table. Right. I will say, just in listening to his interview, you can tell the maturity of a guy who's a four-year player. I mean, they're just older than some of these one-and-done guys.
And talking about his mom, he's got a good story, good background.
Yeah, it's unfortunately sad, but she passed away when he was 17 from cancer. But, you know, she was a doctor. His siblings, and by the way, this is good work by NBC Sports Philadelphia. They found he has his main Instagram account, but they found his second account, and he's an excellent shooter with a camera.
Uh-oh. Look, the burner account for Thybulle has him shooting J's?
No. He's a photographer.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah,
he's good.
Like, big time.
Oh,
big
wow.
Time.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I was just going through it because I love photography. I took photography myself.
Well, there you go. Here's
a
common,
common
interest.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he does have an eye.
Yeah, he's got an eye for that. Brooklyn, Nick Claxton at number 31. Here we go.
Hello, Brooklyn. It's always great to be back here in my hometown. Welcome to the second round, and let's continue to embrace the next generation of NBA players. With the 31st pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the Brooklyn Nets select Nicholas Claxton from the University of Georgia.
All right, so there you go, number 24 on the Athletic big board.
And now we're running a 2-minute drill.
Yeah. That's the truth. Or actually, number 21. Yeah, these picks are going to start
was
coming.
30. No, that was 31. So we have 32. So we got to stay put for, I mean, this can happen fast.
Yeah.
You'll know
yeah.
33, which will belong to Boston. And then you'll know 34, which will be the Sixers.
So
you still have Carson Edwards on the board. You still have Bol Bol on the board. Two possibilities there.
Yep, you sure do. I'm trying to see who the rest of the best available players are.
I mean, and you have the kid from Villanova.
Yeah, sure. Eric Paschal is still on the board. There's a significant amount of talent that's going to end up being available regardless. The Naz Reid is a guy who's available. Admiral Schofield, we both talked about him, D, about being a potential impact player. Another guy from Tennessee who was probably one of their alpha dogs. So there are still going to be scorers and players available here. Let's go to Philly J next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Philly J?
How y'all doing?
Doing great.
I had to laugh at that last guy when he said that Tyronn Lue shut down Allen Iverson. I was like, what?
Well, I remember Shaq being on that team and being important, too, so I right. was thinking about him.
Yeah, about this guy that they drafted. Look, I'm a big college basketball fan, but I'm not going to act like I know about this dude because, you know, Pac-12 games come on so late, so I didn't see this guy play. So I got to wait till my judgment to actually see him play. I just hope he doesn't get injured like a lot of Sixers rookies tend to do. You know what I'm saying? I hope he can start the first game of the season. Second of all, I'm not that big on signing both Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. I would rather take Jimmy Butler and take the rest of that money and fill out the rest of this roster because there's a lot of good 3-and-D players, veteran players like Patrick Beverley, Wesley Matthews, Reggie Bullitt. There's a lot of Danny Green. There's a lot of guys out there that can come out and help this team. And these second round picks, I mean, I'm not really going to hold my hat on second round picks to, you know, pan out or whatever. You know, we all know how second round picks can go. Yeah, there's been some gems.
I totally agree.
Draymond Green was a second round pick, and I think Gilbert Arenas was a second round pick. But a lot of times, that's like few and far between. I'd rather they just take that money. Resign Jimmy Butler, take the rest of that money, and fill out the rest of his roster and make a complete roster. Because I don't think, you know, Tobias Harris was kind of used the same. He wasn't used the same way he was with the Clippers. Yeah, here he was just like in the corner as a spot up shooter or something like that. And
he did average 18 points for him.
Yeah, but I mean, it was, you know. Kind of, yeah. You ever know how you ever heard like when an NFL team like wins a game like 31-10 and the score looked good, but it was kind of like an ugly 31-10. That team that had 31 points had like a lot of turnovers and stuff like that.
So you're saying it was
kind of like an ugly
18.
Yeah, it was kind of like an ugly 18 points. Kind of like when the Eagles, the year they won the Super Bowl, they played the Bears. They beat them like 31-3, but I remember a lot of people was like, it was kind of an ugly 31-3 win. And there was a lot of turnovers, a lot of penalties. They wasn't sharp or something like that. They was just more talented than the Bears that they can still win by 28 points. So I would just like to see, you know, them bring some more veterans on here. These second round picks, you never know what you're going to get out of them and stuff like that.
Philly J, good stuff, man. Thanks for the phone call. And he's right. At this point, when you're in this section of the draft, to some degree, they're all lottery tickets, right? So you're hoping that they work.
Yeah, but I disagree with not bringing back Tobias to go maximize, like use the money for multiple lower level free agents. First of all.
So I see that pick number 32 has been traded for 3 second round picks, I believe. And then
further down the road?
Further down the road, I think. And then the Phoenix Suns took KZ Okpala, the guy from Stanford. So I think that I've got to confirm that that's what it was. No, sorry, Indiana's traded number 32 to Miami for 3 second-round picks, according to Woj. So there you go.
Hmm. And they're on the clock.
And by the way, that number 31 pick. Yes. The Sixers are on the clock now. That 31 pick, Nicholas Claxton, was the pick that was traded to Brooklyn along with Jahlil Okafor for Trevor Booker, who was here for like 12
milliseconds.
So. things are going great as we're sweating out all of the potentials here. So there you go. First pick in the second round. But the Sixers are now with Bol Bol and Carson Edwards both still available, and they're two picks away. They're going to get one of those guys if they're on their board.
If they want that.
If they're on, yeah, exactly. Which we don't know.
And we'll see.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, chasing down these 76ers on draft night is exhausting. Like, just trying to keep up with everything that they're doing. But all of the moving and the shaking and everything like that has at least made it entertaining. That's absolutely true. It's at least made
I think today as a whole around the NBA, it started quite early.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then it moved right into, and I did say that at the start. I said, wow, just the movement that took place before we even arrived at the draft was interesting.
Yeah, pretty remarkable. There's no question about it. And we're wrapping up the portion of the draft where the Sixers kind of took a little breather, and they'll be back at it. Right now, currently, the Sixers have 34. They'll pick again at 42, but that is a pick that's been traded away.
To Washington.
To Washington. And then they pick again at 54? Yes.
Correct.
So and that's the final pick that they have. In the draft. So we'll see what happens here. You have to think that they'd be looking offensively. You get a defensive specialist and then an offensive specialist. Maybe you take a flyer on my boy Taco Fall to close things out.
And your taco.
I can't help it. I can't help it. And then
love it.
Call it
love
a successful
it.
Draft.
They're
yes.
going to take a Bol Bol before they would take Taco.
Agreed.
Love it.
I kind of think the Bol Bol might be going in the next, you know, in between.
Yeah, meaning
there.
It wouldn't be there at 54.
Right, exactly. I don't know what their board looks like. Obviously, Bol Bol, all of the family ties and the need to have a backup big man.
Believe that's going to happen in free agency. But
do you?
I do.
Okay, so maybe.
I told you my top two picks, right?
In free agency?
Yeah, for backup center?
No.
Oh, either Javon.
With the 33rd pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Carson Edwards from Purdue.
That's not the pick. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
All right, wait, let's get this straight. So two shooters go to Boston, and the Sixers have Matisse.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, no. You talk about a nightmare.
That is drama beyond. Can you imagine how much fun Danny Ainge had picking up that phone and saying, please select Carson Edwards for us?
All right. I can't. I need to know what this pick is. I need to know.
They're on the clock for
the
themselves.
What the Sixers are going to do. Because I'm not going to be okay after this.
Whoa.
I'm hyperventilating.
Wow. Seriously, can you imagine that phone call?
Hey, would you mind?
Hey, would you mind selecting Carson Edwards for us up here in Celtics land?
Oh, my God. Dude.
Should I just remind everybody that Carson Edwards averaged 24 points, and he shot 36% from three.
You don't remind people.
No. Man, Danny Ainge's rebuilding has absolutely started.
How's the draft now, Boston? You're hating the draft the entire way. How do you feel now?
Wow. And I said maybe the moving up was redemption for, for getting fleeced the last time.
So I got to look at his NCAA tournament run because it was
he had the 42 in the one.
Yeah, we got an up close and personal watch there. Okay, so we had Carson Edwards, obviously, with that against Villanova. I thought that he did it again.
Yeah, he did. Who did they? I don't remember their run, but I think he did. I think he scored it twice.
Yeah, so here we go. Let's see if we can find his run here. I'll get to that in just a second here. Did you just say that the Sixers traded 34? For two future second rounders and number 57,
goodness.
They bailed. They pulled the ripcord. They were like, they traded number 34 to
Atlanta. Obviously, I'll tell you what that's about. They wanted Carson.
That's exactly it. They wanted the guy and pulled the ripcord.
Yeah, and now if you can't have him, forget it.
Oh, okay. Everyone that I said wait and see, from me to you, I'm sorry. I apologize. This one's on me. I'll take this one. Okay.
Wow. Whoa, I can't even imagine what Twitter looks like now.
Oh, don't open it. It's well, my personal one is not great.
The answer is Villanova 42, and he had 42 against Virginia.
Oh, Virginia was the other one.
Only the national eventual national champ.
And two of the best defensive teams in NCAA Division I.
Boston likes those smaller guards. Like, that's Marcus Smart size.
Uh-huh. Isaiah Thomas, a little bigger. Oh, man. Philadelphia traded number 34 to Atlanta for two future second rounders and number 57. And number 57, too.
No, 54, it should say.
Well, I thought the Sixers already had 54. They get 57.
Oh, they get 57.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So they get what will be the New Orleans pick.
Right.
Bruno Fernando's the selection, who I wasn't in love with out of the University of Maryland anyway. So there you go.
I'd be curious if Elton would admit that Carson was on their radar, and as soon as it was gone, you know, I don't know if he would give you those details, but
I mean, based on you called it as soon as you saw it, and that's what I said. He pulled the ripcord. That you see that happen all the time across sports. If the guy that you want goes one in front of you, you need to regroup and find more time so you trade back. Wow, that was a gut punch of all gut punches to have that.
Man, let's just think about this. First, Cam Johnson goes at 11,
right,
when you thought you had a real shot at 24. Then a guy like Wendler, Dillon,
yep,
who wasn't on a lot of mock drafts, and maybe you're thinking, ooh, I'm going to be able to get a shooter, you know, down in the second round. He goes as a first rounder. So now the shooters are kind of being gone, but Carson was still out there.
Right. Yeah. And then he wasn't.
And then the phone call took place.
Oh,
Please select.
I can't believe you put that in my brain, because now I'm picturing Danny Ainge picking up the... Hey, Elton.
Right?
How you doing, man? How's your night going? Oh, that's good.
When that phone call comes in and you say... that's exact. See, there's a lot of shaking of heads in all around us. I just saw John Clark walk by, and he's shaking his head, too.
So the best part, Dee, is that we can look diagonal across from you. There's a guy in a black polo who I'm confident is in charge of graphics. He's been doing great. And I'm sure he had the Carson Edwards stuff ready. He was ready to go.
I'm not sure. I've like this has been a really entertaining, from many different standpoints, of an evening.
Oh yeah, but I wish it was entertaining in a different way.
Right, well, I'm just telling you, we're gonna you're really gonna have to hope for something great in free agency.
Yeah, or Matisse to just start raining in triples. You know, Landry Shamet surprised a lot of people with his ability to contribute right away. Maybe Thibault can do that.
Yeah, I mean, if he's helping you defensively, that's worthy also.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been talking about that all day. I cannot believe that the Sixers are going to pick at 34 and 33. Your pick, except you traded up to get Thibault. Carson Edwards is the one that goes off.
And they took a... Grant Williams, right? So, meaning with the first, with 24, didn't they?
With 24, the selection was Ty Jerome.
Oh, right, Ty Jerome. So they got two shooters.
Yeah, they got two.
They're going to be very young, Boston will.
That's true, yeah. So, veteran shooters. Does this mean that J.J. Redick is like a must-re-sign at this point? Does that mean like you pretty much have to have him back?
In my opinion, unless you can go get a Danny Green.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind the Danny Green action.
Danny Green would be fine with me, but again, you know, if Toronto can keep their band together, and that'll start with Kawhi's decision.
Right.
I think if Kawhi goes, I think all bets are off. Like, Danny Green becomes a more realistic, unrestricted free agent that you could consider.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. Obviously, you're talking about a guy who's...
you might have to pay Danny more than you have to pay JJ, and I'm not sure you have that money.
You don't think the Simmons $1 million helped? You don't think that's going to be all that you need? Oh, man. 610-632-0975. What is your reaction? Obviously, it's not over. But the Sixers draft picture is like really, really coming into focus here. That was like the most authentic reaction that I could have had because literally, it was like a nightmare. It was like one of those nightmares that, Dee, I'm sure that you have these too. For me, I'm late. I wake up and I'm always late. That's my nightmare. And then you hear, you know, your boss yelling at you or whatever. And then you wake up and it's fine. Literally, moments before that happened, I said, if Carson Edwards' name comes out of this person's mouth, I don't know what's going to happen to this city. Have we looked outside?
I'm going to tell you something that people are going to say, like, why do they keep doing business with Danny Ainge? And
I used to say that was silly. I don't know if it's so silly anymore.
Yeah. I mean, as I say, to like the one guy. But what are you supposed to do?
Well,
never go down that path?
All right, so here's what I need. You know how, like, I know when the Vegas Golden Knights are losing, their Twitter account asks people for pictures of puppies.
Yeah, you want reactions?
I need
appropriate reactions for Carson Edwards.
I need puppies, babies, and whatever pictures we have of Carson Edwards wearing the Sixers hat. Whatever we have there, that's how I'm going to make it through this, because I don't know what else I'm going to do.
Now, would he have been a guy invited to be there in New York?
Edwards? Good question.
Because if not, there are no hats for the second round guys.
Well, that's true.
And actually, usually they only go with guys that they're, because I remember the Rashard Lewis, where he was sitting in the green room, did not go in the first round, and he was the only guy left. And after that, because back then you could choose if you wanted to go to New York for the draft. Now you have to be invited to be in the green room because they hate that look. Of waiting.
Right, yeah, you usher people away. Yeah, so...
So you're not going to...
Yeah, the Twitter reaction is definitely not good. This is pretty tame, actually, and polite from Brucey B, who was tweeting at us earlier.
Sure.
Says they should have stayed at 24 and kept the 33rd and 34th picks. Stop it. Can you say over? Yeah, I think that this draft certainly didn't go as planned. So, Brucey...
Well, we'll see. I'll be real interested to hear what Elton has to say about it.
Yeah, to see if there's a reason given or, you know, more likely hearing, A, there just wasn't value there relative to what we wanted or whatever. But, yeah, two guys who are, a lot of people are high on Carson Edwards, Bruno Fernandez selected with the Sixers selections, and neither of them will be a Sixer moving forward. They do have one more pick remaining at 54. It had better be a dandy. 610-632-0975. We'll be right back. This is the NBA Draft Special, 97.5 The Fanatic D-Line. I'm Joe Torti live from Sixers HQ. We'll be back after this.
Live from Sixers HQ, it's the 2019 NBA Draft Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
my husband and I need new phones, and we're looking to save money.
Well, you've come to the right place. Look no further. Sprint has the deal for you. Double the fun. Lease the latest iPhone and get an iPhone XR on Sprint.
Wow, iPhone XR has an amazing camera. Get in here for a selfie.
Okay, great idea. Do I look okay? How's my hair?
I'm switching to Sprint.
Lease the latest iPhone and get an iPhone XR on Sprint. All you need is approved credit and 18-month leases. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone XR, 64 gigabyte, $31.25 a month. Second phone, $0 after $31.25 a month credit applied within two bills. Requires two new lines of service. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Excludes tax.
Hi, I'm Dan Namoro, owner of Farron Electric. We're a family business here to make sure your family's home is safely wired. From ceiling fan and chandelier installs to whole house surge protectors, Farron Electric has got you covered. Call to schedule an appointment for all of your mainline residential interior and exterior electrical work. Need an outlet installed? We got you. Looking for landscape lighting? We do that too. We promise fast, expert service, upfront pricing, and the best electrical service warranty in writing. Farron Electric, online at FARRYNElectric.com.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPads, iPhones, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. The perfect gift for the new high school or college graduate. They have a one-year warranty so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Buy your graduate what they really want and save money too. Keyword search Experimac Cherry Hill. Experimac, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
The Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS.
Recalculate.
Go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenida a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the World is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Who's the largest Ford dealer in the tri-state area? Fred Beam's Ford. They sell more trucks because they have more trucks. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2019 F-150. That's right, 0% APR, 72 months. In Boyertown, Langhorne, Doylestown, Westchester, Mechanicsburg, and Newtown. FredBeam'sFord.com. Based on 2018 Ford truck sales, $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. To qualified customers with approved credit through Ford Credit. Not available in Raptor. End 6/30/19.
Don't miss your chance to buy the RV of your dreams during the Summer RV Super Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Choose from a variety of RV floor plans, colors, and sizes, all marked at incredible sizzling RV summer savings only at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall.
Now back to the 2019 NBA Draft Show, live from Sixers HQ and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
With the 33rd pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Carson Edwards from Purdue University.
No! God, please, no!
Do I really sound like that on the radio? Joe Torti, D-Line, I'm here with you, 97.5 The Fanatic. Oh, D. I don't know where we get the strength to carry on here at this point. I feel like a party balloon with half of the air let out of it, like just kind of lurking around. Like, so I'm off the ground, but like definitely at like knee level. Like it's sad. You know, the party's over.
Well, I will say there is one other kind of perspective you can go here.
Okay.
Now, maybe they would have taken him if he was still there, but that their philosophy seems to be being in the here and now is that they're not going to waste on developing somebody. You know what I mean? They're not going to waste their money, I should say, when they have a exact amount, because they're going to try to sign these Butler and Tobias Harris.
Right.
So I think from a perspective of now free agency, what else do they get? And I think we should give Elton credit, because when he went in, into free agency and got Ennis, I mean, not free agency, trading, and you got an Ennis, you got a Scott. Mm-hmm. He did identify people that could help them at that time. So I would venture to say that that is now where they turn all their attention. First, it would be to keep Butler and Harris, and then filling out what, and I think he'll identify that shooting will be their top priority. That's what they have to do now in free agency.
Do you know what's going to keep me awake, though?
These callers.
Well, besides, yes, these, I cannot wait to get the calls. We're going to get to you in just a moment. Should Elton Brand have pushed and said, you don't need 33, take 34? Was that going to be a deal killer?
I totally said that. I bet it was.
You think it was a deal killer?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Oh, because that is exactly what you would have done, because you want to go before them.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that Danny wouldn't do it.
Mm. Man, oh, man.
You go. I mean, seriously, you can play the chess game.
Yeah.
I've seen how it goes.
Absolutely. I would love to know how this draft played out behind the scenes.
And keep in mind that he had two right in front of him in that first round, which forced your hand if he was your only guy left that you really, really wanted.
Right.
He being Danny Ainge had twice that he could have taken your guy, so you were forced to make a move, and then you had 33 and 34, and you would want to give 34 so that you're now in front of him, and he said no way.
Well, the dangerous part about it then is, like, do you be proactive as the Sixers were and trade into that spot, or call their bluff, make them take a player that maybe they don't need, and then react to it afterwards, right?
But they would have liked Thibel, I would imagine.
Maybe they would have.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on.
That's the truth. Let's go to Kevin in Ridley Township next on the Fanatic. Kevin. Uh-oh. Sorry, Kev. Hold on. Gotcha. There you go.
Hey, I love this night, but I'm not loving it what the Sixers have done. But what do you think about Kemba Walker coming here? Could that happen? For some reason, I think he was spread.
I don't believe so.
But I think from a point guard standpoint, I like Ben Simmons, but I just don't think, because of his size, it's weird to have him and Joel Embiid on the court at the same time. Plus, we all know Ben doesn't shoot the ball. I just think Kemba, if that could happen, I think he'd be a perfect fit here. What do you think?
I think it can't happen, so I try not to.
So we don't even tease ourselves, huh?
Well, I mean, you can. That's like, you know, we can play fantasy basketball if we want.
What if Kevin Durant signs here, after he's healthy?
Well, Kevin Durant's on a different level than Kemba Walker, but.
Just a half a step, right? Kemba Walker's probably in the second tier of free agents. You got Kawhi and Durant. He's probably the next best, right?
Does Ben have any. He has trade value, right? Like, teams are wanting him on their team or not.
I'm just going to tell you, his own team likes him plenty.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a problem. With all the moves going on in the East and the West, I think that's a problem. I really do. I don't know you can't stay pat. You got to do something here. And also, TJ McConnell can't be the backup next year. He just can't. They got to do something there, too.
Kev, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it.
In terms of the TJ McConnell, I personally wouldn't have a problem if he was still on this roster, but I will say that I don't think he will be, because I think somebody will sign him as a backup point. And in terms of the Sixers, I would prefer they have some kind of backup point guard, but they did what they did at the end of the year, where they liked putting the ball in Jimmy Butler's hands. And I imagine that will be a trend that continues, because it was favorable.
So you told a story earlier about Sam Hinkie and Elfrid Payton.
yes.
So Derek Bodner tweeting out, in 2014, Sixers GM Sam Hinkie was able to sniff out the Orlando Magic's interest in drafting Elfrid Payton, selecting him at number 10, forcing Orlando to give up an additional first-round pick to get its target. 5 years later, it appears that the Boston Celtics were able to do the same, taking advantage of the Sixers' very clear interest in Matisse Thybulle early on in the pre-draft process. Celtics picked Thybulle at number 20 and flipped him to Philly while moving down to number 24 and extracting the number 33 pick. There you go.
I had it right on the all over that one.
The whole way.
Yep.
Tom in Deptford's next on the Fanatic. Hey, Tom.
Hey, you know what? I love you to death. And you know your basketball, but you've lost your mind. You've lost your mind because, you know what? They got a player who will play 10 minutes. Okay, can't shoot. And you know what? There's plenty of them that you can sign and you can get. I don't believe you let that rat scandal pick our pocket again. He picked our pocket again and destroyed this whole draft for us. He completely destroyed this draft for us. And you know what? He had the perfect guy to do it in on the brand, who was a young GM that didn't know any better, okay, and thought these guys were going to be, you know what? Then you get a shooter. I don't need a guy who's going to play 10 minutes, take a block, a couple shots, and play a little defense. We need offense, and we need guys who can shoot. That's the bottom line. You do not let the Boston Celtics get nowhere near us in this draft. You know what? You hang up the phone and you say, you know what? You either take 33 or you don't take it at all, and I'm going to find somebody. That's what a good GM does. A good GM makes a counter move at that point. It says, you know what? If Tybo ain't there, then you know what? Now we pick a shooter. And that's what we do. We don't let him give us a play. Are you kidding me? They did it again. And you know what? It all boils down to. It boils down to when you tank, the gods come and get you. The gods come and get you. And you know what? They will always be a second-round team and out because they got a center who's only going to play 50 games. They got a guard who can't shoot, a 6'8 guard who can't shoot. Okay, and that's the bottom line. And you're going to continuously let this Boston Celtics, they've been picking our pockets for 50 years since Walt Chamberlain and Bill Russell. How do you let him near you? I don't even answer the phone when he calls.
Well, Thibault's going to average more than 10 minutes. I would take that bet from you any day right now because let alone Landry Shamet, when he was with the Sixers, averaged better than 20 minutes a game. So they know what they were looking for, and they knew the guy was going to need to be in their rotation next year. So I will put my money on that he averages more than 10 minutes a game.
Other than that, though, I mean, what else do you think about him saying doing business with the Celtics and everything else? I mean, it's tough to just like cut out an entire trade partner and to say that you're never, if there's a pick that you want, that you're never going to make a trade there. But, I mean, the recent history, at least, has not been excellent on the Sixers' end in terms of these trades. At least on first blush, right? If Carson Edwards is a mega bust and doesn't turn into anything, then, you know, maybe you dodged a bullet there anyway. But, man, oh man, it's a tough one to digest.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, if they got their guy and he works out for you in the way that you envision it on a team that you think is going to be championship caliber material, Boston Celtics are not going to be vying for the Eastern Conference championship next year with the currently constructed roster. Now, if he goes out and lands a big free agent in free agency, one of the big names, then maybe. But if he does not, the Sixers are way closer to getting out of the East. And if this kid is a piece that helps them do that in these next 2 years, then you did the right thing.
Let's go to Steve in Allentown next on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Hi, how's it going?
Going great. How are you?
I'm pretty miserable.
Yeah. I'm just trying to spin it right. I feel like you do.
I was thinking about it at first. I was like, maybe it's not that bad. But then I said, wait a minute. First, we drafted Bridges, and then we traded him away. And then, which is exactly what Tybull is. Actually, no, he's a worse version in a worse league. And then we drafted Shamet and traded him away again. So, like, I don't know what the hell we're doing. And I was like, all right, well, at least we'll get some bodies in the second round, whatever. And then we trade those for, what, number 57 and then two second round picks later. Like, I'm pretty disappointed. Like,
okay, you can be disappointed, but can you hear me out for a second? When you keep saying you traded and you end it there without saying what you got back in return, you're not seeing the whole picture. So,
well, we got Tobias Harris, who we had to re-sign, who choked. Like, what are we gonna do? We have like six players on our team.
They will have a full roster when it comes around in the fall. And I for one, think you don't get to that game 7 without the two trades that you made, one for Butler one for Tobias Harris. That you take a little bit of a gamble in re-signing those guys, yes. But I think Elton Brand made a calculated decision, and that roster, if you can bring back that starting five and you add pieces through their mid-level exception and the trade exception, which is just under $1 million, and now this pick, then I think he's trying to get something that can compete for a championship in these next 2 years. A Carson Edwards might have been nice. We don't even know if they wanted him there. I mean, it would look like that they wanted it because they immediately traded 34 away after Boston took him. That's fine. But, I mean, you're making decisions with other people are involved.
By the way, Eric Paschal goes off the board to the Golden State Warriors at number 41.
Wow, what a great fit for the kid.
Really good fit.
Wow.
And then you look at...
and he's going to get to play right away because they need bodies because they're going to lock up a lot of money when Clay and KD, I believe, that both of them will go back there.
And be missing some time.
Well, a whole year for KD. And it's a very good chance Clay... I mean, he's not coming back before the All-Star.
Right, exactly. So now the Sixers are on the clock with the pick that is not theirs. By the way, I saw something. Just to lighten the mood, a second. We'll go back to the rage in a moment, Sixers fans. I saw Bleacher Report sent an alert to the Wizards, and it said the Sixers trade Simmons to Wiz for pick. And apparently, like, they went nuts, and it was Jonathan.
They
went nuts. I was like, oh, man, that's so cruel. Okay.
That's actually funny.
I think that's pretty funny, too. Let's go to Lou in California next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm trying to make sense of it just like anyone else. With this move, it tells me that ownership said to Elton Brand that we have to do whatever we can to sign J.J. Redick, Butler, and Harris, right? Because you have two guys on the bench now, Smith, who hopefully comes back, and this Bible kid. Yeah,
and Jonah Bolden.
And Jonah Bolden. So Jonah Bolden can shoot a little bit. Seibel and Smith, if they can't shoot, how are they going to be on the court on the offensive end when you have Simmons, who's a defensive elite player, Butler, Embiid's a rim protector. I'd rather have someone that could shoot the three and then rather than the 3-and-D, right? Everyone wants 3-and-D. When you get to that level of the draft, you're probably only going to have to choose between one. I would have chosen the three, but I'm just hoping they run it all back and they're willing to get in the luxury tax, and then it's not as bad a move. If they don't sign J.J. Redick and Harris and have shooters on the floor that can space the floor, then what is Thibault going to be doing? I guess he's just going to be sitting in the corner waiting for a three-point shot, but he shot 30%. So in college. So if that's not a win-now move...
He shot 30% this past year. Yes, he had a down year. 2 years ago, he shot over 40% from three, and the other 2 years of college, he shot 37.
So do you guys think, for now, it's a foregone conclusion that right now they have to go after a shooter and re-sign Butler and hopefully Harris as well, because that's the only path I see going forward?
Yep.
Well, that's been the path that they've pretty much said from the end of the regular season. I think the only question that we have in that is the shooter going to be J.J. Redick, or is it going to be somebody different? And that guy would space the floor. But, I mean, to this kid, while he didn't average a lot of points, yes, he did shoot 30% from three this year, but just like you were willing to say, Tobias Harris isn't going to shoot as poorly next year as he did with the Sixers this year or in the postseason, then... If we look at Thibault's numbers over the last 4 years, he's had three where he shot 3-point at a high percentage, high enough, 37, and 1 year over 40, then I think you have to be able to say the same for the kid.
610-632-0975, taking your reaction to the Sixers draft, Matisse Thibault, and trading out of their other selections. D. Lineham, Joe Torti, Sixers, and NBA draft special right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Live from Sixers HQ, it's the 2019 NBA Draft Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or a loved one suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse, abuse but failed to stop it. Call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now as time is quickly running out to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Looking to protect your engine and start that oil change? Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $26.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have. Low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, liberty, liberty. Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Whether your crew works high in the air or with both feet firmly planted on the ground, trust Panther East for the gear you need to keep them safe. From guardrails and netting systems to body belts and harnesses, Panther East has the tools and equipment you need to keep your site OSHA compliant. It only takes one mistake to turn a job site into an accident scene. And it only takes one visit to Panther East to protect your crew and your company. For fast delivery straight to your work site, order online at PantherEast.com.
The crack of the bat, the thrill of a long fly ball. You know what that means. It's time to swing on in to Delilah's, Philly's number one baseball headquarters, before, during, or after the game. Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is on deck with great specials during all home games featuring Coors Light, but it doesn't stop there. Join the world's most beautiful showgirls for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. A complimentary gourmet buffet 7 days a week from 5 to 7 p.m. And late night dining until 1 a.m. Delilah's is just minutes from the stadium complex with ample free parking. As always, admission is free after the game with proof of attendance or your hotel key. You and your crew looking to knock it out of the park? Reserve a table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800. That's 215-625-2800. Or visit Delilahs.com.
I hate to be the one to break this to you guys, but there comes a time in a man's life, if you're not prepared, you'll hear the most devastating phrase a man can hear in the bedroom from his partner. And that's, oh, don't worry about it. It happens to everyone. When and if that happens to you, two questions should pop into your head. One, how the hell do you know what other men are dealing with? And two, how can I make sure this doesn't happen again? If this is where you are, or you want to avoid this altogether, check out BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com offers the first chewable performance enhancer for men that can make you last longer and go extra rounds in the bedroom. BlueChew.com chewables have the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And since they're chewable, they can work up to twice as fast as the old school pills. All you have to do is go to BlueChew.com and connect with a BlueChew affiliated physician. And if you qualify, they'll get you prescribed online quickly. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use a promo code 975. You just have to pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code 975. Chew it and do it.
Now back to the 2019 NBA Draft Show, live from Sixers HQ and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
D-Line, I'm Joe Torti. You're with you, 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the NBA Draft Special on 97.5 The Fanatic. I mean, special is like a loose term. It's just what the show is called because the night has not quite been what we anticipated.
I have to say, I was listening to Matisse is on a conference call out there right now. And his shooting came up. He said part of the reason last year that his shooting went down was that he sacrificed offensively because there were other options. And he said, if you look at our record, it was the right thing because we won a lot of games. 27, exactly, 27-6. But he said three-point shooting actually comes very natural to him, and that defending-wise, because you mentioned it early in the show that he they were 2-3 zone, but other under Coach Romar, that he played a lot of man. So 2 years of man and 2 years of zone. He loves playing defense. He thinks defense is about effort. He thinks he can immediately step in and have an impact. And in one of the quotes from Steve Lavin, who I think does a good job as an analyst, he compared him to, he has a future similar to a Bruce Bowen.
Okay. I mean, so, Bruce Bowen's the typical 3-and-D guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you think of. So
I now have had somebody say Bruce Bowen and Rajah Bell.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another three.
So to me, I think, like, let's hold our breath.
We're going to have to. We're going to have to at this point. John in Bristol's next on the Fanatic. Hey, John.
I'm just dumbfounded with what's going on here. I mean, I'm looking at this, and it's obvious they're going to have to sign their free agents. But to me, A, you have to replace Redick because he's a liability, especially in the playoffs. Where has he been the past 2 years in the playoffs? They needed to replace that. Now they're going to have to be forced to re-sign him. You traded for Smith last year. You made this trade this year. Both of these guys aren't going to be major factors coming down the stretch because they're basically going to be doing the same thing, but they're going to be behind the free agent you're signing anyway. You needed a shooter. You needed, you know, a guy like Edwards. The question is, could they have waited and just picked him at 24?
Well, that's the reason they moved up, because they believed that Boston was going to take him with one of those two picks that were ahead of 24.
Oh, is he worth going up four picks for it with the team they have constructed right now?
Well, that I just listened to the kid. He said that the Sixers expressed interest in him very early on in the process of leading up to the draft. And that basically led to him shutting it down for other teams because he had faith that they liked him so much and they find him to be a fit that can step in and deliver what they're looking for now.
I'm just wondering, though, how much, if they do resign the free agents, is this the right move? Because like I said, they definitely need shooting. Right now, you look at that bench, you really don't have much coming off the bench in terms of scoring. And that's going to be a problem. They're going to have to get somebody, hopefully, with the exemption, free agent-wise, for that to happen. Because if that doesn't happen, they're going to be in trouble.
Well, so here's the thing that I would say, and thanks for the phone call. In the playoffs, we've seen rotation shrink. In the playoffs, like, I think the Sixers are a good enough team to just make it through to begin with. What happens in the playoffs is going to be what determines it. If you have Ben Simmons taking more than five shots in a deciding game, or a healthy Joel Embiid. If either of those things happen, you have a good chance of beating the eventual NBA champions in a seven-game series.
And in fairness to J.J. Redick, while his scoring was down, he averaged 13.5 points in the playoffs. He did shoot 41.5% from three. So you might be thinking of last year when he shot only 35% from three in the postseason and averaged 18 points. But I'll take his 13 because you were spreading the offense around and he was shooting 41% from three.
Reggie in Sicklerville's up next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Reg?
Hey, guys. I don't know what to say about this. I'm really disappointed in Elton. I think once Cam Johnson went at 11, Elton really panicked. And my question is, why are we still making deals with the Boston Celtics? Why?
Well, first of all, I would say I don't think he panicked because just in listening to Matisse Thybulle right now, that he was pretty sure they were going to figure a way to get him because that's the guy that Elton was targeting on the in the draft. So I think he was figuring out if Boston had the two picks in front of them and he wanted to make sure Boston didn't take his guy.
But D, we really need a backup point guard. Like, we really need a shooter and a backup point guard. Like, is Elton really believing Shake Milton coming up the bench for us? Could that be a reason?
Does he believe in Milton, you said, Shake Milton?
Yes.
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that he will fill out his bench. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to go after Ennis. I think Ennis played very well for them in the postseason.
But where do we go for shooting now? Where do we go for shooting now?
So a shooter will either be in a J.J. Redick.
Thanks, Reggie.
Or in another shooting guard that's on the free agent market.
Well, D, we've come to the end of the road here.
We have.
And it's been a lot of fun. Brian, are you telling? Do we have breaking news?
What? No, not yet.
Okay, just checking. Okay, I thought Brian told me one of my favorite players in the draft had been selected. I'll have to wait. Thank you very much to everybody who made this broadcast possible. Everybody at the Fanatic Studios and, of course, on location who made this possible as well. D. Lineham, thank you so much for teaming up with me. This is fun for most of it. For this draft special, and we'll look forward to teaming up again very shortly here. So, D, thanks a lot.
Oh, that was a blast. That was a blast. I'm sure there'll be great reaction tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be great reaction. Everybody have a great night. We will talk to you later. Joe Torti, D. Lineham. This has been the NBA Draft Special on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.